This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix!
Ready to beat Migs. I know Ricky from Tacoma is. Ricky, are you there?
I sure am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Ricky has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
How many decades are in a century?
10.
Correct. Which country is both an island and a continent?
Pass.
Who co-stars alongside Mark Wahlberg in the comedy The Other Guys?
Will Ferrell.
Yes. What band has the albums Kerplunk and Nimrod?
Pass.
What is the most common surname in the United States?
Repeat that.
What is the most common surname in the United States?
Mister?
No.
Mrs.?
No.
Miss?
No. What city is known as the Eternal City?
Pass.
The Bare Necessities is a song from what Disney movie?
The Jungle Book?
Correct. What is the layer of gases surrounding the Earth called?
My wife's gonna kill me. I don't know. Pass.
What color are the G's in the Google logo?
What color is the G in the Google logo? Blue?
Correct. What are the first three digits in pi?
3.14.
Yes.
Finish strong.
Ricky, you got 5 correct. You got to 10 questions, so you got 50%.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
try.
You know, you tried. It was an A for effort.
Yep.
But yeah. I think Steve's going to get you on this one, which would be his first win today.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder.
So let's hope not, actually, because I would love if you lost all three times.
Like pull a Seahawks and go 0-3?
Oh.
I don't want that.
We got to shut it down right now.
Yep. Yikes. All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
How many decades are in a century?
100.
No.
Oh, 10.
Correct. Which country is both an island and a continent?
Which country is an island?
Africa?
No.
Asia?
No.
No. North America.
No. Who co-stars alongside Mark Wahlberg in the comedy The Other Guys?
Will Ferrell.
Correct.
Very mad at myself.
What band has the albums Kerplunk and Nimrod?
Green Day.
Yes. What is the most common surname in the United States?
Smith.
Correct. What city is known as the Eternal City?
What city is the Eternal City? Nevada.
No.
Los Angeles.
No.
Las Vegas.
No. The Bare Necessities is a song from what Disney movie?
Jungle Book?
Correct. What is the layer of gases surrounding the Earth called?
Methane.
No.
Clouds.
No.
Gassy.
No. What color are the G's in the Google logo?
Blue.
Correct. What are the first three digits in pi?
314.
Yes. Steve, with that, you get 7 correct, which is your first win of the day,
yes.
7-5. Sorry, Ricky.
It's all good. Next time.
Have a good one, man.
Next time.
Man, the continent one's really bothering me.
I know. I hope I'm right.
Australia?
Yes. Thank you. It's a country that's both an island and a continent. What city is known as the Eternal City?
Is it the Vatican City?
No, but it is
Paradise
in the
City.
States.
Oh.
Italy. It's in Italy.
Sicily.
Rome. Rome is known as the Eternal City.
Okay.
And what is the layer of gases surrounding the Earth called?
The atmosphere?
Yes.
Okay.
Aren't you smart?
It seems so crazy.
Sure didn't. Wow. Ricky even said his wife's going to kill him for not knowing that. So.
Was she a teacher?
I don't know what she was, but okay. The answer is atmosphere. So she's probably really going to kill him because it's not, that hard. Well, you still won, Steve. Congrats.
The level of shame from the two of you.
I know. It's so bad. KISW presents Disturbed, the Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour coming up next year, May 5th, Climate Pledge Arena. And we're giving out code words all week long for you to text to 206-803-ROCK for a shot at winning tickets to that show. Today's morning code word is game. Text the word game to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to win tickets, and you can get full contest details over at KISW.com. From time to time, we like to ask a simple question, Steve. And we have one right now, 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call, and we promise this is a simple question. And it's all based on if you have ever been to a pumpkin patch around here.
I am so excited to ask this question because it all stems from an incident that happened while I was at the corn maze over at Spooner Farms.
You've already been patching this year.
Yes.
All right, call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Guns N' Roses. The Daily Mix Show. Steve Miggs.
Yes.
You are a pumpkin patch enthusiast.
Well, yeah, my wife loves going. I actually do enjoy going to the pumpkin patch. And Tatum, obsessed with the pumpkin patch. Learned a valuable lesson. Don't go on the weekends.
Was it crazy?
It was a zoo. We went to the one Spooner Farms, which we usually go during the weekdays, and it's still pretty packed, but this was just cars parked all along the streets, and the lines were crazy, and just all I'm thinking is, this place is making bank the entire time. We're doing the big truck ride and all these little kid events, but the thing that we always love doing besides getting pumpkins is going through the corn maze.
Why?
Danny, do you not like corn mazes?
I hate the corn maze.
You know, I would like to give you a hard time, but usually after about 15 minutes, I start to hate the corn maze as well.
If you've ever gone with a toddler and then they're all stoked about it and they're like, oh my God, let's go to the corn maze. You go to the corn maze and get lost and the little kid starts whining and you're like, okay, now I have to carry them through the rest of the corn maze, which I'm sure George has to do every single time with Sarah. Yeah. So you know what? The corn maze, no, it can fall off a cliff.
What kind of is like my inner thoughts towards the end of the corn maze is pretty much that. It's also your wife maybe has to go to the bathroom and didn't think of that until we're 15 minutes into this. Now she's looking for the emergency exit of the corn maze, which apparently does exist, but we couldn't find it because we were lost in the corn maze, which leads us to the simple question for today.
Miggs, what is the question you want to ask today?
So when you go through the corn maze and you pay the money to do it, they hand you a map. And all I could think is, who uses the map?
So you don't?
No. Although I think we should, but usually by the time we think we should use the map, we're already lost. And I have no idea how to get re-acclimated to the map. So my wife and I were talking about it. I'm like, I wonder if anybody actually uses the map. Because I'll tell you what, while we were going through Spooner Farms corn maze, everybody seemed lost, and nobody was using the map.
Oh, boy. Rob from Arlington, do you use the map at the corn maze?
You have to use the map.
Bro, I'm with you. It is awful. So
you've got to use the map.
So the moment you go in, you know exactly, you're following that map to a T.
My wife follows the map to a T. I look up at something in the distance and get my bearings before we enter, and then my wife guides us on the map, and like you say, when you got the toddlers, it never works.
Or the wife that says, oh, let's just go walk around, we'll figure it out, and then gets upset with me when she's like, well, where should we go? I don't know where we're going. I'm like, I don't know anymore either. Like, I'm just as lost as you.
Directionally challenged.
Part of me thinks this would be a great moneymaker. All these farms should create an app, like a GPS app, but charge you like $15. So while you're in there, you're like lost, download our app for $15 and it'll figure your way out.
Ray is on I-5. Ray, do you use the map at the corn maze?
No, never.
Ooh.
Do you ever?
I didn't even know they had maps.
I wonder if maybe the one you go to, they don't hand one out, but we've been to a few different ones, and they always hand out, like, and it's fun because this one was Nightmare Before Christmas theme, kind of like Live Night.
Oh.
And so the entire maze was shaped like, you know, the skeleton guy and the female character person. I don't know who the hell that is, but.
Sally.
Sally from up
above.
Have
you ever went to the haunted ones?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, they don't give you a map on those.
No, those I think you're just like on your own to get scared. Oh. Yeah.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question to Juan in Lakewood. Do you use the map at the corn maze?
No.
Do they hand you a map when you go to these corn mazes?
Yeah, we go to Spooner Farms also every year.
Did you get lost?
Every year we go there. Yeah, that's fun. That's the fun part about it.
I'm with you, but then all of a sudden the small bladder is like, oh, you know, my wife's like, I got to go to the bathroom. We need to get out of here. I'm like, we only found three of the things of the six that we're supposed to find.
So, now, I'm just curious. I guess I haven't been to a corn maze in a couple of years. I don't remember ever receiving a map either and always getting lost, but I thought that was just part of it. I didn't know a map was an option.
I feel like that might be like over the last several years that it's been like a thing. I think mainly so they could show off how cool
the design is.
Yeah. Danny, you hate corn mazes. Sarah, do you use a map?
Yes, I use a map, but unfortunately I'm very, very bad at reading the map. So I'm really useless and I'm really directionally challenged. And so this year, George and I did go to a pumpkin patch and he nixed us doing the corn maze because he gets so frustrated. Oh. Because he's just leading the blind and I'm the blind.
It's literally the worst. I don't like corn mazes.
No, not at all.
The haunted ones are better because the haunted ones, they usually have like a path. They're very easy to follow.
Right,
like, there's a way to get out. Whereas just the other ones, it's hot usually.
And the best is like you go through a tunnel and then the tunnel just leads you to the exact same place that you were at. I'm like, you're just effing with us at this point. This is ridiculous. I like this text. Okay, Steve, what happened to your man card? You used a map to get through a corn maze? No, I did not. Although I think I should have. It says, it's not a maze at that point. It's a trail. What fun is it to go through a corn maze when you know how to get through it?
Solid point.
But when your wife needs to use the bathroom, and it's like, wow, the hell do we get out of this? I try to tell her just to go, like, duck into the corn.
Drop trowel.
Yeah, I'll keep, let's find a dead end, and then I'll just tell people, just dead end go around. Just dead end go around.
That's the way out.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing one single second of its chorus? Prove that to us, and we will hook you up with tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They are bringing the Lost Christmas Eve tour to Climate Pledge Arena coming up on Saturday, November 23rd. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning. We have received texts and calls from you that we've not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but the time has come and we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub. So call us up if you've got something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you've got something on your mind that needs discussing. 206-803-ROCK.
Got text at 206-803-ROCK. Someone said, I was heard you guys talking about using a map in a corn maze, and I thought all this time nobody ever used the map, so it was kind of funny hearing somebody actually did. Yeah, I was the same way. I honestly, just by being in Spooner Farms, walking around, we had the map in the corn maze, but I don't think anybody was using it, even though it probably would have helped because they have little checkpoints. Like, you're on like a little mission to try and get things.
Oh.
We got three of the six things, and then we had to find a way out of the maze.
Sounds like a failure to me.
Oh, well, yeah. I was 50%. Massive failure. I blame my wife.
I do, too.
And honestly, I need to, like, record the conversation I have with my wife because I feel like every year this happens. She wants to do the corn maze, and it's fun,
until she needs to, because she drinks so much water, so she needs to go to the bathroom. And then it's, then it becomes moment of pure anxiety. Like, we need to get out of this maze because I have to go to the bathroom. And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
And then it's your job to be the boss and get her out of there.
But I have no idea. Other than me just like crashing through the corn.
Like the Kool-Aid man?
Oh, the great text someone said, I went to the Georgetown morgue with my wife based on you guys talking about it. Holy crap, that was terrifying and awesome. My wife almost had an accident in her pants. LOL, I highly recommend it.
He and his wife and I have that in common.
Did you almost have an accident?
I almost
there?
Do that all the time.
Wow, okay.
I've seen it. When she starts laughing too hard on the show, you could tell.
You're right. There was that one time where she's like, gotta go to the bathroom. I'm laughing too hard.
Yep.
So for those that know, we went to the Georgetown morgue, what was it, last week?
Yes.
And it's open. Go check it out, man. It's incredible. It's a great time. And Danny pulled out his phone and recorded us while we were going through their like haunted mansion. What is it? Haunted morgue.
Haunted morgue.
Yeah.
Steve, where are we at right now? This is crazy. The Georgetown morgue, and we've seen body bags. Tyron's already been... Ah! Jesus. What the hell? Tyron is freaking out.
I know. I got wet.
Hey, that's what he said.
Did you get wet, Tyron?
Wet?
Yeah.
With blood?
I don't know.
She's the opposite of wet right now.
Okay, I don't know where I'm going with this, but apparently I don't remember any of that. Like, I was just on high alert.
You almost blacked out from fear.
It was spooky.
This is the oh, there's cockroaches.
Hey, I don't like this.
Oh, shit.
Hey. Back off.
And I'm saying back off to fake monsters.
Yeah, there was nobody in there. There's no workers when we went through it.
No, this is just the actual. I know that gets the fact that it was that scary without the actors.
People chasing you and jumping out at you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely gave us a wild ride.
I want to go back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At night.
Yes.
And let's take Taryn and have her drink a bunch of water before
you guys,
we go through.
That would be a terrible idea.
Well, you guys survived the Georgetown morgue.
Joey. That place is awesome.
And Joey's one. How about he's like a second generation like scare actor?
Yeah, he said he started working there when he was 13.
Yeah, his dad was a part of it as well. I thought that was pretty freaking cool.
Yeah. Glad you guys like it. Yeah, we try and make it fun for everybody.
That was without a doubt the coolest
the
thing I've ever
and
been a
when
part
it's
of.
Dark adds a whole new layer.
Yeah, like a layer of heart attacks.
I mean, I can't even believe how much it just kept going and going and going. That might be the longest haunted experience I've ever had.
It went for a while.
For sure. 206-803-ROCK, checking in with the Rockaholics. We've got the Interstate Hauler in Olympia who went to a haunted corn maze. And what happened in the corn maze?
What's up, Steve?
What up, man?
Hey, I'll tell you what. There's a Rutledge corn maze. Dude, you want the bejesus scared out of you. You got to go through that because you're going through it at night. There is no map. If you even try to light your way through with a cell phone, you get yelled at from inside the corn maze. And as you're walking through there, people are actually able to reach out and grab a hold of you or touch you from behind. And, you know, all of a sudden you're like, you just jump. Nobody's there. They've got a few people in there with chainsaws just come out and riot on me. It just scares the living Jesus. Yeah, my wife, I took her through there. And, yeah, she piddled a little bit.
See, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one who might wet themselves.
Well, at the Georgetown morgue, they made a point that, like, our actors don't touch anybody.
Right.
That's avoid a disaster. Because could you imagine? You're on high alert. You're freaking out. And then someone starts grabbing you.
Steve would turn into, like, you know, the verified champ. And all of a sudden just start fighting people, I think.
See, I'm more picturing Steve that passes out.
Oh.
That's the one I'm picturing.
I'll probably get a couple swings in as I'm passing out. I'm not hit anybody, but I'm going to be swinging as I'm dying.
But body slamming.
Yeah.
A 71-year-old woman is going viral for pole dancing, and it's nothing dirty. I promise. It's actually a pretty incredible story.
Okay.
And you're going to hear from her at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
A 71-year-old woman named Mary out of Los Angeles is defying her age and gravity by pole dancing, and she's not a stripper, but she does perform.
Oh.
It's really just kind of a fitness and exercise thing,
so
you know?
She's not at Showgirls?
No, she is
okay,
not.
Bummer.
But this is Mary talking about why she loves pole dancing so much.
A friend of mine said, well, I'm taking pole dancing. I thought, well, that sounds fun. The bug had bit me, and I had to do this. I just had to do it. And I always say, if you're going to try it, don't just do one time, because you'll come away the first time and say, oh, I'm sore. I didn't know I had muscles there. You can't be a wet noodle and be on the pole. I think you have to have a really positive attitude, a can-do attitude, and then you can really go far. You'd be amazed at what you can do if you don't give up.
You can't be a wet noodle and be good on the pole. Sounds a lot like somebody that we know.
Yeah. Being good on the bowl does not equal being good on the bean.
That's like your spirit animal right there.
Well, we did watch
grandma you never knew you wanted.
We watched some videos of her doing what she does. She is really good.
I ain't gonna lie. I mean,
did she make you tingle, Steve?
No, but like I was not. I don't know what I was expecting when you said 71-year-old that was a pole dancer. I just thought grandma on a pole, like that's adorable. But then I was like, grandma on a pole, like. I mean, I wouldn't say no to a lap dance.
She was working it, that's for sure.
She worked out of the club and songs, and now here's Grandma Alice. I'm like, damn, Alice, looking good.
All right, so you're cool with a grandma on a pole. What about a robotic finger giving you an exam?
What?
Being good on the bowl does not equal being good on the bean.
Hard pass.
You wouldn't let a robotic finger give you an exam?
No, I don't even want a human finger giving me an exam.
We're going to talk more about this during the Daily Migs download after Nirvana.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Hello, Ryan Castle.
Good morning.
Joining us in the studio.
Good morning. How wonderful for you.
You know what? We are blessed beyond measure.
Yeah.
Blessed beyond measure, for sure.
You're welcome.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Yesterday, a great day, finally, for us Seattle sports fans to enjoy a crushing win by your Seattle Kraken, as everybody seemed to score. Seven different players scored goals. They ended up beating the Nashville Predators 7-3.
Wow.
Coming back home, they're going to be taking on the Philadelphia Flyers on Thursday, so tomorrow.
Let's go Kraken.
Or as I like to call them, the PPs.
The PPs.
Oh, wait, no, Flyers is not a PH, is it? It should be.
Researchers in China have created a robotic finger that could be used
for
prostate exams.
Okay, that's close to what I was thinking.
Can we sign you up?
It's in the general area.
So they've been working
on this. Start with the prostate, then who knows where it goes.
I'm doing it. I'm acting it out with my finger. A flexible finger-like probe with sensors on the end.
I'm familiar with how it works.
But it won't be for just prostate exams. In a recent test, they were able to find someone's artery on their wrist and measure their pulse with this
robotic
finger.
How high up did they go to find that?
It's going, it's going a lot further north than I thought it was.
They think it could also be used to find lumps in breast tissue, so more to come from the robotic finger out of China.
And let's hope they wash it first.
Do you at least get to pick the size of the robotic finger?
That's the biggest one you can find.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Going from robots checking for your prostate, we also have a student that's in a little bit of trouble because this student used or allegedly used AI, the robots, to write a paper and got in trouble for it. But his parents are so pissed because they say our smart kid did not use AI to write this paper, and they're suing the school.
Wow.
In fact, here are the parents talking about the lawsuit.
They told us that our son cheated on a paper, which is not what happened. They basically punished him for a rule that doesn't exist.
In my lay opinion, they violated his civil rights. They treated him and punished him more severely than other students.
He got a perfect score on the ACTs. And he's looking to go to Stanford or MIT or some of the top schools, and he's missed the opportunity already for rolling admissions.
You can't undo the Saturday detention that you gave him, but there are some things that you can fix right now and do the right thing.
Do the right thing. I don't even believe those are real people. I bet his parents are AI as well.
Yeah.
Do they know they are?
He'll blow their minds once they realize that.
Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin has indicated that Russell Wilson will be considered to start at quarterback for the team's upcoming game against the New York Jets.
So he gave Limited.
Game of strong maybe, huh?
Yeah.
We're thinking about it.
They say Justin Fields has performed, you know, pretty decently, but a little bit shaky in the last couple of games. So, you know, it might be time for Mr. Unlimited to do his thing.
They're 4-2, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know that maybe he's not perfect, but they're winning.
It's not bad. It's not the Seahawks record.
Go Hawks. Go Hawks.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 56 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle and his robotic finger are up next with the Morning 12-pack.
Wow.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.